No, it's A25 all the time.
Please no.
Yeah, but the Rumble-Littlewood speaks for like...
What is?
Five.
That's why A25, yeah. Not A20.
So, for me to get back, get back at like between 8 and 8:10.
Oh, yeah.
So, for me to stop and possibly see my family before like 10 o'clock... So if there's any chance we could just keep that extra 10 minutes.
But we always had A25.
I might be able to continue to live in my house.
We had...
David, we always
had A25 pitching a tent?
Except in...
Yeah, I think we're going
to... You don't have a lawn.
I'm going to
did
it. You
did. You did. But I don't want
to be sensitive.
Okay, we begin on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're, I guess, two-thirds of the way down... approximately 10 lines down on the wide lines. Yeah, Chanan HaNechba. The goal today would be to get to the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, so we have to move a little bit. So we'll have to keep the comments a little bit to a minimum because it's a very, even though these Gemaras are relatively simple and agadic, nevertheless, there is what to say about them. Huh?
What's the first word on the line?
First word on the line is Bishivi Vusan. It's approximately, I think it's almost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down from the wide line, from where the wide lines start on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And because we missed a shear on Thursday, so we had to do, we have to do a little bit of a Kvitzas HaDerech, so to speak. Anyway, these Gemaras are relatively straightforward, and we'll have to keep the comments to a minimum as possible. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, good luck.
You actually made that comment 2 times.
Yeah, so let's just keep our comments to a minimum as possible. If we can just limit the amount of talking that we have, then that would be great. All right, I don't know if you heard, but we're going to be keeping our comments to a minimum.
I heard.
Okay, all right.
He said it like 3 times.
Also, if possible, if we can cut back on the comments.
Are you having a stroke?
What? Chanan HaNechbe. He gets off at like the weirdest things. I can't really figure out like what gets him going. Chanan HaNechbe. Chanan the Hider, and the Gemara is going to say why exactly he was called Chanan HaNechve. It's kind of interesting. Bar Brasi the Choni HaMagel. So we finished the stories with Choni HaMagel, and we had done a story about Choni HaMagel's grandson. This is another one of Choni HaMagel's grandsons, but only from his daughter's side. So the son of his daughter, meaning his grandson from his daughter's side. Havaki Misrich Am LaMitra, when the people needed rain, Havam Shadri Rabban Yanucha Debe Rav Ligabe. The Rabbanan would send children to him, to this Chanan HaNechve, Vinakti Levi Shipuli Glime, and they would tug at him by the hem of his clothing, Va'amrule, and they would say to him, Abba Abba, Havlan Mitra, Father, Father, give us rain. So Amar, so he turned to Hashem, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, he says, please give rain for these people who don't recognize the difference between the father that can't give rain and the father that does give rain. In other words, these children are begging me for the rain, and unfortunately, this is very, very common by us as well, where we go to the Kivrei Tzadikim and we start davening to the Tzadikim, as if the tzaddikim are the ones who are granting us our wishes, right?
We go
to the gedolim, as for brachas, as if the bracha is, right? The bracha trumps any of our tfilos, right?
Like Trump.
Beats. Any of our tfilos.
See what?
Can't go. So,
I called him.
Talking about me?
So anyway, This is a very common thing. So they're tugging at his
last time, right?
Yes, it is last time. Yeah.
It's a long story.
Yes, it's a long story, and we have today long stories.
So I want to say
what?
I keep my mouth shut.
All right.
Hey, what's your story?
Hey, you want to keep us in suspense? Allow us to enjoy the suspense of the stories.
It's fun, Gemara. I learned it already. I mean, I did it before.
Well, so did I. I guess we should just head out and go to breakfast. What?
Came to hear it again.
Okay, very good. Here we go. Anyway, we're talking about Chanan HaNechve.
Have the story yet?
So, fine. So this is what we do as well. Anyway, Why do they call him Hanan the hider? Because he used to cover himself up when he went to the bathroom.
So the only thing is, how did anybody know that?
He's already in private, right? Exactly. It's kind of counterintuitive if he's hiding, if he's being sanua in the bathroom, and yet everybody knows that he's sanua in the bathroom.
It just shows they didn't have private bathrooms. They did not have private bathhouses.
Okay. If
you do the Gemara and Shabbos, they were all open bathhouses, including bathrooms.
Okay.
So it's very simple.
No.
Very simple. Okay, very good. That's your shot.
They say that there's a closed thing and then there's like something on the
There were no closed bathhouses. No bathrooms either.
You're saying everybody wants a
everything
bathroom?
Everything was in the open. Yes. What do you think? What do you think? It's Borough Park.
Yeah.
Rashi does not like the girsa. He does not like the girsa that he was machbiat mo bebeit hakise, and rather he says Rashi gives a pshat and says that he would hide himself whenever people needed things from him, like they needed rain and they would ask him to daven. He would hide himself from them so that it wouldn't look like he's able to bring rain right away. So he would hide himself and he would then beseech Hashem for the rain, and then he would get the rain that way. Anyway, but if your goris like our Gemara, you have to say that he covered himself up during, he was extra tsanua. He was extra tsanua.
See that from the Gemara we learned last week. He was in the field and he ran home and they ran after him.
Throw his wife in the house. That's not exactly what we said, but okay, if that's the message that you took.
In other words, he didn't. They had a real chase him. They had to chase him to get action.
Okay.
I like the throwing the wife in the house.
Throwing his wife in the house.
Get in the house.
That's the story. That's what we take out of the last week's story. Okay. Amarle Rav Zrika l'Rav Safra. Rav Zrika said to Rav Safra, Tochazi Mabin Tekifi Darid Yisrael Lachasid de Bavel. I want you to come and see the difference between the great giants of Eretz Yisrael and the Hasidim of Bavel. Why? Chasidim de Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. The Hasidim of Bavel, who were like Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, ki hava mitzrich amal mitra, when people needed rain, amri, so they would say to one another, nichsif, let's get together, ahadadi, v'ni boy rachmi. Sorry, nichnif ahadadi, let's get together,
written in a sikh somewhere else, right?
And we will seek we will beseech Hashem after the mercy of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the icy mitra. Maybe Hashem will answer. So these giants of Bavel, they would get together. The two giants would get together and say, "Let's daven together, and perhaps we will get answered." Whereas Tekifi Da'ardi Yisroel, the great giants of Eretz Yisroel, Kagun Rav Yonah, who are the Rav Mani, like for example, Rav Yonah, the father of Rav Mani, he have a mitzrich amal mitra. He was what?
He was a giant.
Rav Yonah was a giant, not like a jolly green giant. I don't mean like the Jack and the Beanstalk type of thing.
Wasn't Big John Studd.
What? And I don't mean San Francisco Giants or the New York Giants. I'm talking about the great people. The great people.
What is the difference between Takife in the case of Eretz Yisrael and Chaside in the case of...
I don't know. I don't know why the Gemara references the great people of Eretz Yisrael as Takifi and why the Bavel are Chaside. I don't know. I don't know the answer other than the fact that we had in a previous Gemara that one of these Chaside, the Bavel, was Rav Huna. And we had a story of Rav Huna, of the greatness of Rav Huna. We had discussed that in a previous Gemara. I believe it was Daf Chaf Omid Beis, perhaps. At any rate, we had stories of how great Rav Huna was. So that, and his chasidus, meaning his Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Yeah. So that's a level of chasidus, of a piety, that's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, whereas the Takifi are the giants, meaning Torah giants. Generally references Torah giants. And Rabbi Yonah was a Torah giant. Anyway, you have a mitzrich amal mitra. Yeah, wait, wait a second. Just wait. Give me about 45 minutes, and then you can talk. Okay.
Go ahead, so, relax.
You have a mitzrich.
This relates to the pious and
all right, all right, all right, all right. You've already all right.
Actually, the righteous men of Eretz Yisrael, which is Christ, their Babylonian counterparts.
Counterparts!
But they kept their great piety concealed from public view.
Oh, there you go. Concealed from public view. Very good. All right, we go on. Rabbi Yonah was a great person of Eretz Yisrael. And Kiava Misrich Avon Mitra, when people needed rain, Hava Ayala Besa, he would go up to his house, Va'amar Lahu, and he would say to his family, Havalu Gualki, please give me my sacks. So he's going to ask for his sacks so that he can use the sacks for grain. He can put grain in there. And for the zuz that I have, the one zuz that I have, I'm going to purchase food with it. He have a nafik libra. Then when he would go outside, he would stand in a very low place. Whether this low place is referencing a physically low place, or it's talking about from his perspective, meaning that he's humbling himself into a very spiritually and emotionally low place. Dichsev, as it says in the pasuk, "Mi'amakin karesicha Hashem," from the depths I call out to Hashem. So there is a halacha which is not often followed, that the shliach tzibur should daven from a place which is mima'amakim, which is a place that is lower down than the rest of the tzibur. If you've ever been to a shul in Baltimore, Maryland, they actually built the shul where the shliach tzibur goes down, meaning that the shliach tzibur's area is actually sunken. So he's actually mima'amakim, he's actually sunken. And they have a number of different batei medrash and batei knesset klesios in that big shul, and all of them are lower.
They're good
at Baltimore. Yeah, it's very uncommon. It's very uncommon. I haven't seen it anywhere near its stroll.
Also, the green bus there?
What?
It's very,
what?
They have it, the
yeah,
Bima.
Exactly.
The Bima?
What?
Is the Bima.
The Bima is raised. You ever seen a Bima that's sunken? I've never seen a sunken.
I never saw a Chazan.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't drown. He's not like in water, but what? Lower, yeah. I know. This in this particular shul, they had this referencing this Gemara that it's mimamakim, right? But if you understand that it's not even talking necessarily in a physical location, he's talking meaning he brought himself down to the depths, meaning that he had humbled himself. At any rate, it's hard to understand, hard to know exactly which one it means. But anyway,
so which was a greater mila, the way they did it in Babel, or the way they did it in Eretz Yisrael?
So, the mila here is not even the way they did it. The mila is in what they were able to do with the kochos that they had. Because as we mentioned before, the people in Bavel, they had to get together, the two gedolim had to get together, and said to them, to each other, maybe with our two tefillos, Hashem will answer us. But with this guy, as the Gemara says, the koi beduchta tzniya, he would stand in a very tzanua place, u'michsi besaka, and he would cover himself up with his sack, u'boy rachmi, and then he would ask from Hashem, rachamim, va'asi mitra, and rain would come immediately. So it seems that what the Gemara is referencing is the fact that his response was immediate and guaranteed. Whereas the Hasidi, the Bavel, got together. They required two Gedolim for the chance that maybe Hashem would listen to them.
Who did this? Chone Mago?
Oh, man. We're off of Choni. We're on Choni's grandson.
Just tell me the name of the person.
Rabbi Yonah.
The second grandson.
Rabbi Yonah. Actually, Rabbi Yonah was not even. This is Rabbi Yonah.
Okay.
Not Rabbeinu Yonah.
Like,
what?
Yeah.
It says sackcloth. So he actually put on sackcloth. Okay, I stand corrected. Very good. The boy Rachmi Vasi Mitra. He have Asi Lebeise when he came back to his house. So now the people in his house are going to be. The people in his house are going to be expecting food because he had told them, with the zuz that I have, I'm going to purchase food. So Amrile, they said to him, I see Mari Bura, did you bring back any food for us? Amrilehu, he said to them, no, because Amina, I said to myself, Hoel Vas Mitra, Hashta Ravach Alma, since rain is coming down, now there's going to be plenty of food in the world, and therefore I don't need to purchase food at a premium. I can wait and see that the prices will drop, and then I can purchase food later on. This, he did all of this in private, so that nobody would know that it was him that had caused the rain to fall.
David?
Yes?
Earlier in the Maisa, it said, Azel v'kai b'duch a mikta that he went down to a deep place. Then it quotes the pasuk from Kuf Lamed.
Right.
Then it says that the Kai Beducha Tnia that he was in a private place. So was he like in one place and then he moved, or was it that the Amuka place was also Tnia?
You must be an accountant.
I don't know. It's a good question. Why does it say that?
It was both.
It was
included and it was low.
Okay, the Pashto says that it was both low down and it was tsanu.
Who says?
It was. That's what the Gemara says.
The Radal Shlita.
What is that?
All right.
The first time you used that?
What?
Is that the first time you used that?
But for you, yeah. If it's new to you, then it's new.
I could lose.
Vesu Rabbi Mani. Radal's got a lot of good things to say. Vesu Rabbi.
All right.
Here we go. You missed my jokes. You see that? I'm telling you. Not the same. Not the same going with art schools. You got no jokes in there.
Well, let's go forward.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, you missed it.
It's the part that who gets Olam Haba. I missed. Who gets Olam Haba makes a lot of jokes. Makes people happy.
That's right. That's what I do.
I missed.
That's my Olam Haba. Forget about the Gemaras. Okay. Here we go.
That was a few daffs ago.
Very good. Anyway, okay, good question. Pashtus is he's standing in both a low place and a tsanua place.
I don't know why it doesn't say Amuka Vil.
I don't know.
Sarach Ian Gadol. Sarach Ian Gadol.
Let's go, come on.
Let's go, come on. There's no patience over here. Come on.
A lot of stories to tell.
Rabbi Mani?
Ki Hava. What? Who? Okay.
Vesu,
Rabbi Mani Rabbi Mani was his son. Rabbi Yonah had a son named Rabbi Mani. Havu Kometzari laid the Bein Nasiya, the house of the Nasi were being mitzar him. They were stressing him out. They were making fun of him. They were teasing him. Whatever it was, the Bein Nasiya is the. The house of the Nasi's court. It's the higher up. Yeah, the Jewish Nasi's court. Yeah. I don't know why.
We'll see.
Does not sound appropriate indeed. Ishtatech al kivra davuha. So what did he do when his father had passed away? He prostrated himself in front of the kever of his father, and Amar Leh, he said, Abba, Abba. Father, Hani Mitzarili, these people are causing me distress. Yomachad, so one day, Havaka Khalfi Hassam, they were passing by that place, and Inkut Kara de Susvasaihu, the legs of their horses got stuck. Ad de Kabilu Alayhu, they realized that why is it getting stuck in this particular place near the kever of Rebbe Yonah? It must be because they're distressing his son. Ad de Kabilu Alayhu de Lo Kometzarule, until they were makabal upon themselves that they're not going to cause any more distress. Stop this nonsense. So this is an interesting anecdote. This and what exactly is this particular Gemara teaching us?
Leave your rabbi alone.
Okay. Okay.
This seems to contradict the lesson you gave 10 minutes ago.
I'm just reading the Gemara.
I understand. I'm saying this Gemara seems to contradict.
How so?
You said
how
that
so?
We go to the tzaddikim and we're like davening to the tzaddikim and to Hashem.
What
he's basically
you?
Talking to his father, who's niftar.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
the difference
is I'm saying please do something
about it. You don't dive into the Nifta. You're asking the spouse of the Nifta. Asking for the Nifta to come and suck people with a kisei hakavod.
When you go and dive in at one's kever, that you go in order that the tefillahs flow from the tzaddik to Shemayim.
Flow. Yeah. I'm with
absolutely.
You, man. I'm with you.
You can't.
Until he questions. Go with the flow.
It's forbidden to pray to a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
You have to pray to Hashem in the merit of the person.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. In the schools of the tzaddik.
Okay.
In the merit of the person, flows to it.
You have to say that when he's saying Abba, Abba, he's not directly referencing his father, meaning he's saying, can you plead to Hashem on my behalf?
L'chora.
Rabbi being Melech Yosher. Yeah, Melech Yosher. Right, that's the phrase.
But I'm saying the way Hashem... Hey, Cohen, you... Hashem did this. Cohen. The way Hashem did it, it looks like...
Did you get your invitation?
The father's neshama did it because it happened in the place.
I agree. I don't know.
Hey, Bert. Sir,
see how much is left. All right, guys. All right, let's... All right. Let's,
no.
Okay, all right.
I don't do it.
All right.
I don't do it.
Okay, Tzarechi and Gadol. Here we go. Okay. Vesu, Rabbi Mani, Havashkiach Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. Rabbi Mani used to frequent the Shiur and the Torah of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. And Amr Lei, Tirid Bechami Kamitzaruli. He said to Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv, he said that the rich people of my in-laws, basically, my in-laws who are rich, Kamitzaruli, they're causing me distress. So Amar, he said,
the exact same problem.
Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv, many do.
You're giving you stress.
Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv answered, Leyanu, so they should become poor. Let them become poor because they are distressing you. Viyanu, and what happened? They became poor. So Amar, so then he came back to him and he said, Kaduchakuli, they're now pressing me. They're pressing me for money because they have no money. So Amar, he said, Leyasru, let them become rich. Veyasru, and they became rich.
As you went to
Amar, so he said, then he says, well, this guy's pretty good. So he came back to him and he said, I got another problem. Lo mikabli alai inshi base. Sorry. Lo mikabli alai inshi basi. The people of my house, referencing his wife, is not
miskabel alai.
She's losing her looks. She's not as beautiful as she once was. So Amr Lei, so he says to him, Mashma, and what is her name? Chana. Her name is Chana. So he answers, Tisyapi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. Vinisyapes. And she became beautiful. And Amr Lei, so then he comes back to him and he says, wait a minute, come the Gandra alive. Now she's getting all cocky on me. So she's looking, she makes me look bad here. So Amr Lei, so he said to him, Ihachi. He said, if so, Tachzer Chana l'shachrarisa. Chana should turn back to her blackness, which is a reference to her less than comely appearance. And Bechazra Chana l'shachrarisa. And in fact, that is what happened.
Agila.
What?
Comely does not mean homely. Comely means like...
Comely, right. So she, okay. Right? So she was made beautiful. And so he said...
Then she was made homely.
She was made average. Okay.
Right, she was made less than comely.
Elizabeth Arden.
All right.
Thank you, Moshe.
Fine. That's the end of that. Says the Gemara Vayter, Hino Trei Talmidi, there were these two Talmidim, the Havu Kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv, that stood in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv, who was, as we saw before, able to do these incredible things. This person should become rich, this person should become poor, this person should become beautiful, and everything he said turned to gold. Or not. So he sees it was pretty good. So Amru Lei, they said to him, Niboy Mar Rachmin Alan, please request Rachmin upon us, the Nechakim, that we should become wise. The Nechakim Tuva, we should become very wise. And Amr Lahu, he said to them, Imi Haisa, Vishilachtiha. It used to be with me. This ability used to be with me. But it was sent from either Vishilachtiha, it was sent from me, or Vishilachtiha, I sent it away.
Was it
because
he was inappropriately using it?
I don't know if it was because he was inappropriately using it.
Sounds like he was a vending machine. He was like a circus act.
I will tell you, if you can take this story for what it's worth. There's a famous story that I read recently to my kids. It was in one of the children. It was in one of my. It was in what? I forget. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin going by there.
Come on,
I can't. This is too distracting. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin have a shchiach coming to Rabbi Yossi the Manikris. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin was frequent by Rabbi Yossi the Manikris. Okay, so the two Rabbi Yossis, there was Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, who was normally learning under Rabbi Yossi the Manikris. Shavke, he left him. We'll see soon why he left him. Vasa the Kamed Rav Ashi. And he came in front of Rav Ashi. Did you learn this stuff too?
That's today's stuff.
Yeah, this is today's stuff.
Okay. Let's go.
Vasa the Kamed Rav Ashi. He came in front of Rav Ashi.
That's why I left you.
Right. Oh, very good. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what happened to Rav Ashi. He came in front of Rav. He came in front of Rav Ashi. Yom Achad Shamed Kagoris. One time, he heard Rav Ashi learning the following. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Hashole dag min hayam." If a person takes a fish out of water, bishabbos on Shabbos, kaven shiyavish bo kesela. Once there is a sela's worth, let's say this much worth of dryness in the fish, chayiv. You're chayiv mishum shochet, meaning you killed the fish because it is deemed at that point that the fish cannot go back into water and swim properly.
Is it Shabbos?
What?
Is it Shabbos?
Yeah, on Shabbos. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's talking about on Shabbos. So it is assumed that once it has that level of dryness, then it's considered then you're going to be chayiv for that. So Amr Lay, so he says to him,
the point is what? Then you have to bring a korban chatas.
If it's a shogeg, then you have to bring a chatas, and if it's bemeza, it has straw.
I was being on the person.
I appreciate that. Okay, that's very nice. Very nice.
He appreciates it.
But yeah, so yeah, for a shogeg, you have to bring korban chatas. So
chayv skila.
Chayv skila for meza with a straw. Yeah. So Amr Lay.
Who's alone?
Would you be chayv skila for killing an animal?
Be chayv
with a straw.
With a straw, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. If it's shochet, you're shochet.
You even if
you
fly?
You went fishing in public.
Amr Lay, and so he said to him, this is Rav Yossi Bar Avin said, V'lei mamar, let the master say, in other words, you're quoting this halacha, let the master say, ubein sanpirav. That's only if the dryness is between the fins. So that is the caveat in which you're going to be chayiv. So Amr Leiser Rav Ashi said to this Rav Yossi, "V'lo savala mar doesn't mar." Don't you Rav Yossi hold dahi Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Avin Amra? Don't you hold that it was Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Avin who said this? So Amr Leiser says to him, "Yeah, ananihu, that's me. I am Rabbi Yossi bar Avin." So I'm that man. So Amr Lay, so he said to him, "Yeah, but Velav Kamid Rav Yossi Deman Yokris Havashchiyach Mar. Weren't you typically learning under Rav Yossi Bar Deman Yokris? So where did you come from? Why did you leave him?" So Amr Lay, yeah, that's me. I used to learn by him. So Amr Lay, well, my time of Shav Kemar. And what's the reason why you left your Rebbe? So Va'asahacha, and you decided to come here. So Amr Lay, he said to him, "Because Gavra Da'al Brei Va'al Barasli Lochas, Alai Didi. If a man who has no pity and has no value for his daughter and his son, how is he going to have any pity on me?"
What do you mean pity? He's his Rebbe. What does he have to be of pity on him for?
Well, we know what he did to his son and daughter.
He wasn't worthy of being a Rebbe. He was worthy of being... He wasn't worthy of being a teacher. He
wasn't worthy of being
a...
Yeah.
I was joking when I said that about you, of course.
No, of course.
I don't know how you treat
it. Every joke deserves a counter joke.
Right.
You understand? Okay.
No, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Spoiler alert. It is coming up, and it is good stuff. Yeah.
You'll see soon.
You'll see soon.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Give me your ears.
You understand what happened up here? Who's talking to who? Rav Ashi is learning the following din. A person who takes a dog out of the sea, if it dries up, is sellers worth, then it's going to be chayiv.
Right.
So Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, well, that's only if it happens between, if the dryness happens between its fins. So he says, well, that was Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Rav Ashi says back to Rav Yossi Bar Avin. He says, that was Rav Yossi Bar Avin who said that. Why didn't you quote it in his name? So Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, because that's me. So Rav Ashi says, well, you used to learn under this guy. Why did you leave this guy? He said, I left that guy because he has no pity on his son or his daughter. How's he going to have any pity on me?
You'll find out, David. Relax.
We'll find out. Let's find out. Let's see what he's going to
say.
The
whole Gemara is going to be how he didn't have any pity on his son or his daughter. And worse yet.
Why is he looking for pity in the first
place? Excuse me, listen.
He's not looking for pity. Let's just see what happens, and everything will be self-understood.
Yeah, let's do the whole job. Come on.
This is a fascinating Gemara, but I fear that we will never get there.
We will get there.
Tell me 9 o'clock.
We have a deadline.
Okay, so says the Gemara. Bray Maihi. What is it that he did with his son that showed a lack of pity? Yomachat, what?
First comes son.
First comes the son.
Men come first.
Bray Mahi. What was it with his son? Yom Echad, one day, Havu Agri Le Yagiri B'davra. They had hired workers out in the field, and Nagaluhu, it got late for them. Velo Aisi Luhu Rift, and he didn't bring them any bread. So it was typical for him to feed his workers, and he was late in feeding his workers. Amrule, so they said to him, Amrule Lebre, they said to his son, because they didn't see him around, Kafinan, we're starving. So Havu Yasvi Tusiteina, so they happened to be sitting under a date tree, and Amar, so the son said, Teena, Teena. Actually, it's a fig tree. Fig tree, fig tree. Hotzi perusech. Bring out your peros. The tree at that time had not been produced any fruit. So he asked the fruit. He asked the tree to produce fruit.
Hurry up and
prematurely. Get ripe quickly. Vayochlu poliaba, so that the workers of my father can eat. Afiku va'achlu. So they. It did. It a nace happened. And the figs grew, and they ate. Adahachi vahachi, meanwhile, Asa avuha, the father came, and Amalahu, he said to his workers, Loti naktu b'da'ataychu, don't get upset at me, don't think badly of me. Dahai d'nahagi ha-mitzvah terachna, the fact that I'm late is only because I was mitzvah.
Why is his mitzvah more important than they're eating?
Good question,
mitzvah,
I don't
give
know.
Them food.
Sorry, Chiyana, I don't understand.
Mitzvah to give them food.
Yes, exactly, I completely agree. I don't understand what his excuses here, but anyway, v'ad hashtahu desagi, I was this late because of that reason. Amrulei in echanam, I don't know what the answer is.
Osik b'mitzvah patur me'mitzvah.
Osik what mitzvah?
His first mitzvah is to give
so
him food.
Right, Lachlora, right?
Yeah, he was involved in a mitzvah. You're saying, so he patur in mitzvah and feeding his workers. I'm saying the mitzvah of feeding his workers, Lachlora takes precedence. But you're saying maybe he was involved in a mitzvah before that. Okay, in echanam. Okay, fine, very good. Could be, I don't know. Amrule. So they said to him, Rachmana lisavech kihechid asavan brech. Your Hashem should satisfy you, just as your son has satisfied us. Amrulahu mehecha. So he says to them, from where? From where did you get this food? Amru, they said to him, hachi v'hachi have a maisa. They told him the whole maisa, this great maisa of the figs. So Amrulo b'ni. He says to him, my son, ato hitrachtu es konecha, you were mitareach, you troubled your Hashem. Creator, Hashem, lahotzi te'ena peruseha, in order that the figs should bring out its fruit, shelo bizmana, before its time, yeyasef shelo bizmano, you should therefore die before your time.
And that's what happened.
It's very difficult. What?
The brat is
yes, exactly.
This one isn't bracha kafa chava. Only the brat is, not both.
Yes, I'll explain why. But anyway, yes, it's a very, very difficult. This is a very difficult maisa. Very difficult to understand exactly how he can do this, why he would do this, why this is acceptable.
Why the Rav Shalom would take away years of his life?
That's matriarch for Hashem to do
it. That's matriarch for Hashem to do anything. Also, Hashem also lessened Am Yisrael's life.
In Echadami. It's a very, very interesting.
How old was the son, number one, and number two?
Because he don't mix up with nature. He was upset at his son for interfering with nature. That's obvious.
You're making it up?
What do you mean? How can I make that up? 36.
What does it say, 36?
Radal Shlita. What else? What's your other question?
Okay, so you made it up.
What's your other question?
If it was a katan, it was really harsh. But even if he was a god,
it wasn't a katan. He wasn't a katan.
Okay, let's go forward. Come on, I want to hear the rest of the story.
That's very harsh to wish that.
Come on, these stories are interesting.
Why didn't you just give tochacha to the son if you felt that?
He's upset. All these, and more are good questions. I don't.
If you're tough, that's what happens.
And that's why he didn't learn by him.
It sounds like this man.
That's why he didn't learn by him.
Probably a huge sonnet.
That's why he didn't learn. That's why he didn't learn with him. By him. Don't you understand why now?
Okay.
He can cut you off at the knees.
Alrighty then. Brase. Now his daughter. Let's hear the story of the daughter. Maihi, what's the story of the daughter? Havyale Brasa Bailos Yofi. He had a daughter who was very beautiful. Thank you. He had a daughter who was very beautiful. Yom Echad, one day, Chazyalel Hugavra, he, Rabbi Yossi, saw a certain man, Dahavakarya Bahutza, who would dig a hole in the thorn bushes, in the gate or whatever he had that was separating his field from the public.
Sneaky Pete.
The Kachazila, and he was gazing at her. He was looking at this, at Rabbi Yossi's daughter.
Was she dressed?
Amr Lo, so he said to him, my high, what is going on here? Amr Lay, so he said to him, Rebbe, Im lelokha lo zachisi, if I'm not going to be zocha to take her as a wife, lirosa lo ezke, should I not be zocha to at least gaze at her? I should be able to look at her. So Amr La, so he said, Biti, my daughter, kamitzaris hula briyasa, you're being mitzair all the brios, shuvi la afreich.
Like you're breaking hearts? Is this the same?
No.
You're making brios. Shuvi la afreich. Go back to the dirt. Va'al yikashlu beich b'nei adam, so that people should not be nichshol in you. And you're causing people to stare at you. It's not appropriate.
It's not right.
And we'll therefore, kachava. Therefore, she did in fact die. She died right away.
Why the kachava and only the woman, not the man?
Because in this case, kachava, she died right away. In the previous case, he was only saying that my son should die earlier. So maybe Taka, he died a day earlier than he typically would. If he was supposed to die at 81, he died at 80 and 364 days.
Here she died right away.
Here she died right away. That's it.
Why didn't he take the guy's life? Why his daughter's life?
No, it's exactly. Why didn't he take both over an Isidore's
life? But the women always say it's the man's job to be responsible.
Question number one, why is this the daughter's fault? Hashem gave her the beauty.
She was in privacy. He was the one who was digging.
She was in privacy.
It wasn't like she was at the beach.
What did she do wrong?
Kavachomer, the girls are going to the beach. That's much worse because they're doing it in public.
This is how you can draw a Kavachomer from girls going to the beach.
No, it's worse. Those girls are much worse because they're
much
in public.
More. What?
She was just in private and she was dressed. Too.
Are you saying they should all die? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, she was dressed. She was perfectly okay. She
was maybe for that generation, it was like the equivalent of girls.
And there's a lot of
even that generation, even a tad. Right,
let's go. She didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Let's go.
This is a very okay. All right.
There's a lot of you. Let's go.
Okay. Very good. Now the Gemara says.
I noticed you didn't write this one.
Was she supposed to dress like a?
No, it doesn't matter how she was dressed. It's not relevant.
The Haredi Muslims.
What did she do?
I don't know. She didn't do
it. David, it needs a lot of looking into.
How about what?
No pun intended.
You have to look.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
She could have stayed in the house her whole life. She should have stayed in the house her whole life.
It's pretty indiscriminate.
Go ahead, come on.
Mm-hmm. She should have stayed home.
What do you got to say for yourself, guys?
Albie has a lot to say on this one. Come on.
What do you got to say?
Nothing.
Oh, that's it. Oh, it disappointed
Let's go
me.
Forward. Come on.
Okay, fine. Very good. All right. To conclude the story of Rabbi Yossi, Havu Chamra. Havu Leahu Chamra. He had a donkey. Could Havu Agri La Kol Yoma? When he would hire out the donkey all day, every day, meaning he would rent out the donkey. Laurta at night have a mishadri leagra. The people would pay him for the donkey. Agaba, they would put the money on the back of the donkey. And va'asila beimara, and then it would come back to its master. V'itafula, if there was any extra money paid. Obatzrila, if there was any less money paid than should have been, lo asya, it wouldn't go. So if the wage was $18.75 and it paid $18.74, the donkey would not
accountant.
Move. He was a very, very good accountant.
Smart donkey.
Very good.
Very honest on it.
Very, very good,
yeah,
right?
Very honest.
They waited forever.
What?
This is the olden days Ubers.
This is the olden day Ubers. This is the Pony Express, right? So Yom Achad, exactly. So Yom Achad, one day, Inshu Zuga the son.
The labor reaction laugh.
That's funny.
Come on.
Here I thought Bilam had the only smart donkey.
Okay. Yom Achad one day, Inshu Zuga de Sandiliala. Some people forgot a pair of sandals on the donkey. Velo Azla, and he refused to go. Adeshaklun Humina, until it was taken.
Until they picked it up.
Until they picked the sandals from the back of the donkey.
You knew the right people, to you, the right people who belonged to him. Maybe some other people who stole the sandals and it wasn't the right owner. But it's not his responsibility.
I assume this,
not
as a, this was a really good card.
We have 20 more lines to go. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Huh?
We have 20 more lines to go. Let's hear some more stories.
Okay. says the Gemara. This is exhausting. Elazar ish birsa. Elazar, the man of birsa. Kach havu chazule gabaitstaka. Kad havu chazle gabayt staka. When the gabayt staka, the gabayt staka, the people collecting staka used to see him, havu toshumine, they used to hide from him. Why? The chomai the havigabay, because every last cent that was by him, yahivlahu, he would give to them.
Nowadays they would run he would very close to him. They would be the opposite nowadays.
Nowadays it would never be enough. But they felt so bad because every time they would see him, he would give away everything that he had to them. Yom Achad, one day, Havasalik L'shukla, he went up to the Shuk, L'miz ben Adunya L'brase, in order to purchase a dowry for his daughter, so he was getting her some stuff to take with her along with in her marriage. And Chazyu, and so he was going to buy all of these things for her. And Chazyuhud Gabit Staka, the Gabit Staka saw him, and Toshimine, of course, they went to hide from him because they didn't want him to give them all of his money. Azel Verot Basrayu, but what did he do? He ran after them. Imagine this, running after somebody to give tzedaka. Amelohu, he said to them, Ashbosinchu, I make you swear, Damaya Skisu. Please tell me, what are you being osik in right now? What mitzvah are you collecting for? Amrule, they said to him, Biyasam Viyasoma. We're collecting for a yasom and a yasoma, for an orphan girl. Amr Lahan. So he said, Ha'avoda, this is a type of Shavua. Shehain Kodmin Labiti. They definitely take preference over my daughter. Shakul Kolda Hava Bahadeh. He took everything, every last cent that was with him, except for a little bit. V'yayv Lahu, and he gave it to them. Pashle Chad Zuza. He was left with one Zuz after giving them whatever they needed to be able to afford what they needed for the Yasom. And the Yasoma, he was left with one Zuz. Zavan Lechiti. So he bought a little bit of wheat with it. Va'asik, and he went back home. Shadia Biakalba, and he put it in his storehouse. Asya Devisu, his wife came, and Amrula Labrase, and she, his wife, said to his daughter, My Isiavuch, what did your father bring back from the Shuk? Amrila, she said to her, Koma da Asi, anything that he brings back, Ba'akalba Shadise. He throws it into the storehouse.
She doesn't know nothing.
She doesn't know nothing about what's going on. She just trusts the flow.
Okay.
They came to the entrance of the gate of where of the storehouse, the Akalba, and Chazas Akalba Damal Yachiti, they saw that this storehouse was all of a sudden filled to the brim, to the door. It was so stuffed with chiti, with wheat. The kanafka betzinura dedasha, so much so that it was coming out of the hinges of the door. The lo miftach bava mechiti, and you couldn't even jar open the door because the amount of wheat was jamming the door.
They break the doors in.
Why?
Come, let's go.
Right, so to speak. Yeah. Anyway, but he said that the bracha is so huge you can't even access it. But that's not the point, obviously. Okay. But anyway, okay. Asla.
Finish the whole bracha.
Okay, all right. Asla brase lebe midrasha. His daughter came to the base midrash and Amrele, she said to him, Bo re'e ma'aselecha ohavech. Come see what your beloved one, meaning referencing Hashem. Look what Hashem has done for you. Amrullah, he said to her, Ha'avoda, I swear, Harehen Hektish Alecha. It's Hektish. We cannot touch it. It doesn't belong to us. As Rashi points out, the person should not take any Hana from Maisa Nisim. And what happened is Anais, I don't want to get any Hana from it, he says.
Where's poor daughter? What's she going to have?
Vein Lecha Bahen Eleke Echad Me'ani Yisrael. The only thing you get from it is like...
He was cruel to his daughter.
Ani should be Yisrael. Maybe so, or maybe he was teaching his daughter a valuable lesson.
Rav Yehuda Nassim.
You can't take any Hana from Maisa Nisim?
What?
No Hana from Maisa Nisim?
So Rashi references that a person should not get Hana from Maisa Nisim, right? As we learned earlier, that if a person gets Hana from a Nais, then Menachem Lo Mizchuyosav. Remember, we lose. He loses Zchuyos.
That was by
Yaakov Avinu. Katonti mikol haChasadim. Right, Yaakov Avinu said, "I become smaller because of all the Chasadim that Hashem has done for me. So I've lost Zchuyos, so to speak."
Yeah, we just said a Kriyas Yamsuf. We took all the jewelry after the Mitzrayim washed up.
You survived because of a Nais.
So.
I think this is probably something that is a reference to tzaddikim in particular, not really for the general klal. I would imagine that if a nace were to happen to a regular Joe, he would take the nace and run with it. In a chanami.
I won't even run with that. Just take it.
Just take it. There you go.
Rav Yehuda Nasiya.
Okay, Rav Yehuda Nasiya.
He's getting tired.
No.
Rav
Yehuda Nasiya Gazer Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Gozer Atinus. Boy Rachmi. He davened Hashem v'lo asa mitra, but rain did not come. Amar, he said, kama ikam Shmuel Haramasi Yehuda ben Gamliel. How many generations are separating Shmuel Haramasi, who was answered with his tefilos right away, lo Yehuda ben Gamliel, to me Yehuda, who is not answered at all? So he was lamenting the fact that he wasn't on the level of the earlier generations. Oy lo lador shakein niska. Woe is to the generation that gets stuck like this. And oilo lami sha'alsa biyam of kach. And woe is to me, woe is to the person who has this fate. Chalosh daite, so he got very, he had some chalisha sadas, meaning he got very depressed. Va'asa mitra, and then mutter came. And we've had a number of times, and we will see a number of times further, where it takes to the point of chalisha sadas for a person to finally get answered. The Bay Nasiya, the courts of the Nasiyim, so this is the higher ups, Gazer Tanisa, they made a Tainis. But they did not, what? They didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the Tainis. Litzafaran in the morning, Odinhu, they were notified. Amalei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Halo Kabil Nala Miorta, we weren't Makabil the fast upon ourselves at night because we didn't know about it. So what do we do now about being about keeping the fast? That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is he's asking, what do we do now about saying Anenu? Do we say Anenu? Because we didn't wear Makabel. So Amar Leh, he said to him, Anan Basrayu Garinan. We drag after them. Meaning, since the Benesia, who are great people, they declare this fast, we who are of smaller status, we drag after them. And therefore, we can still keep the times. The Benesia Gozer Tanis of Loa Samitra. Again, the Benesia were Gozer Tanis, and rain did not come. Tanalahu Oshia Zeira Daman Chavraya. Oshia Zeira, who was a student of the yeshiva, he darshaned the following pasuk based on this. He said, "Vahaya."
Zeira means the youngest.
Yes, he was the young one. He was a young Oshia because there was an older Oshia in that same yeshiva. Vahaya im me'ene ha'eda nesasalushkaga. The pasuk says, referencing a time when Klal Yisrael is Oved Avodah Zarah based on the psak of the Einei Ha'eda, meaning that the leaders of the generation paskined that you should do this, and instead it ended up being Avodah Zarah. So it was bad. So he says to them, Mashal Akala Shehiba Beis Aviha. This is a mashal to a kala, to a woman who's in her father's house. Kol Man She'eneha Yafos, as long as her eyes look good, Ein Kol Gufa Tricha Bedika. We can assume that the rest of her body is good. Eineha trutos, but if her eyes are pale, or if they look sickly, kol gufa tzricha bedika. You know there's a problem with the rest of her body. In other words, what are you saying?
What? Was it attractive wise?
No, we're just saying if
physically
we
not right.
If we want to know if this kala is has any physical ailments, just look at the eyes. The eyes tell you everything that's going on. So if you want to know if this kala, if this woman has any hidden health issues, just look in her eyes. If her eyes look healthy, she's healthy. If they don't, she's not.
I was at, not to compare a woman to a sheep or a goat, but I was at a shechita. He was such a bucky in the shechita, he could tell the health of the sheep by just looking at the sheep's eyes, whether it was a bagam or not.
There you go. So, same zach.
That's why doctors look at the eyes
in a chanami. Very good. So so basically his point was that the Einei Ha'eda, the pasuk is referencing the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the Eda are the leaders. And if there's a problem with the fact that there's no rain coming, you have to look into the eyes of the leadership. Essentially, you have to blame the leaders. It's the leaders' fault for this. So anyway, Asu Avde, so he made this point referencing the leaders, that there's a problem with the leadership. The Avadim, the Eved of the Benesia, they took issue with this. The Ramule Sudru Bitsavare, they took a sudr, they took a handkerchief, and they wrapped it around his neck to be to torture him, essentially. The Kamutsarule, and they were torturing him. Amrule b'nei Masya, the b'nei Masya, the people of the city, said to them, they said, no, Shavkuha, leave him alone. Daha nami mitzar lan, because he also pains us a lot with his comments. But kevin the chazin and the chom mili l'shem shemayim. But since we saw that all of his words are l'shem shemayim, everything he says and everything he does is l'shem shemayim, lo amrile v'lamidi, we don't say anything to him. V'shavkinan le, we leave him alone. Asunami shavkuhu, you should also leave him alone. Further, Rebbe gozer tanisa, Rebbe was gozer atanis, v'lo asa mitra, but rain did not come. Nachas kame ilfa, he came in, ilfa came in front of him, v'amrila Rebbe ilfi, and some people say it wasn't Ilfa, but it was Rebbe Ilfi. Never mix up your Ilfas and your Rebbe Ilfis. Amar, he said, this Ilfa or Rebbe Ilfi said, Mashiv HaRuach V'Nashazika. Nashazika. He said, Mashiv HaRuach, and immediately the wind blew. And then he said, Morid HaGeshem V'Asamitra. The rain came. Once he said, Morid HaGeshem, so he was quick to, with the response. Amar Lei. So, Rebbe said to this Ilfa, Rebbe Ilfi, whatever it is, he said, Mayuv Doch. What deeds do you do that generate this kind of response from Hashem? So Amalei, he said to him, Dayarna Bekusta Dechika, I live in a very poor village. Deleis Bechamra, Lekidusha, they have no wine for Kiddush, V'Avdalta, or for Havdala. Tarachna V'Asina Cham Lekidusha V'Avdalta. I am Mitareach myself, I go out of my way to bring wine for Kiddush and Havdala, U'mafikna Lehu Yedecha V'Asayhu, and I'm able to be motzi the entire city their chiyuv of Kiddush and Havdalah based on my tircha. That's the zchus that I have to get this response from Hashem. Rav iklalohu asra, Rav came to a certain place, gazer tanisa, he made a tainis v'lo asa mitra, and rain did not come. Nachis kamei shlicha ditzibura, the shliach tzibur came in front of him, and Amar, the shliach tzibur, said, Mashiv haruach v'nashav zika. He said, Mashiv haruach, and immediately the wind blew. Amar Murad Hageshem, he said, Murad Hageshem v'asa mitra, and rain came. Amazing. Amar Lei, Rav said to this shliach tzibur, Mayuv doch, what are your deeds that you get such an incredible response? Amar Lehei, he said to him, and there is what to be learned from here, a lot. Mikvi Dardakiyana, I am a
teacher.
I'm a teacher, right? I guess I teach children to read, right? I teach them chumash, whatever it is. Umakraina lebeyaniya kibnei asiri, and I teach the poor children just as I teach the rich children, meaning I do not give preferential treatment to any of them. And anybody who cannot pay me, I don't take any money from them. I also have a pool of fish. Any of the children who are posheya, meaning any of the children who cannot sit still, because they are so poor and so hungry, they cannot sit still to learn from me. Meshachidna le, I bribe them minayhu from the fish. Umasadrinan le, umfaisinan le, I masadr these children, and I'm a faiz, I appeal to these children with the fish.
Jellyfish or regular fish?
Probably some candy too.
Jellyfish.
Probably some jellyfish.
Which kid wants fish?
And a hanami. Well, if you're that poor, you have to. Ada asi bakari, until the point where he comes and he learns. And Rav Nachman gozer tanis. So finally, Rav Nachman was gozer tanis. Boy rachmi, he requested rachamim, v'lo asa mitra, but rain did not come. Amar, he was so furious, he said, shaklu ala Nachman, take a Nachman, referencing himself, chavtuha min gudala ara, and I want you to bring him down, throw him down from the high wall to the ground, meaning I deserve to be lowered from my position because of the fact that I ask Hashem for these things and he doesn't respond. Chalosh daite, he became very depressed, and then va'asa mitra, then the rain came. We will stop here, but that was quite interesting.
He was angry that he wasn't on
the level to warrant getting a response from Hashem.